The Last Detective by Robert Crace. For Wayne Warga, who maintained his post under intense enemy fire and did not waver even as he was overrun. The Church of Pike, Angoon, Alaska. The cold Alaskan water pulled at the fishing boats that lined the dock, the boats straining against their moorings to run free with the tide. The water here in the small harbor at Angoon, a fishing village on the western shore of Admiralty Island off southeast Alaska, was steel-black beneath the clouds and dimpled by rain, but was clear, even with that, a window beneath the weathered pilings to a world of sunburst starfish as wide as garbage cans, jellyfish the size of basketballs, and barnacles as heavy as a longshoreman's fist. Alaska was like that, so vigorous with life that it could fill a man and lift him and maybe even bring him back from the dead. A Tlingit Indian named Elliot MacArthur watched as Joe Pike stowed his duffel in a 14-foot fiberglass skiff. Pike had rented the skiff from MacArthur, who now nervously towed Pike's rifle case.
"You didn't tell me you were going after those bears up there. It ain't so smart going in those woods by yourself. I don't want to lose my boat."
Pike secured his duffel between the skiff's bench seats, then took hold of the gun case. Pike's weapon of choice that day was a stainless steel Remington Model 700, chambered in .375 Holland and Holland Magnum. It was a powerful gun, built heavy to dampen the .375's hard recoil. Pike lifted the case with his bad arm, but the arm failed with a sharp pain that left his shoulder burning. He shifted its weight to his good arm. MacArthur didn't like this business with the arm.
"Now you listen! Going after that bear with a bad arm ain't the brightest idea either. You're going to have my boat, and you're going to be alone, and that's a big bear up there. Has to be big, what he did to those people."
Pike strapped the rifle case across the duffel.